That's absolutely outrageous and unacceptable. And indeed, you know, the minister had been warned by the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation, by senior healthcare professionals, that what you were doing with these new full capacity protocols in hospitals was robbing Peter to pay Paul. But of course, what we've seen in recent times is that Paul hasn't even been paid, because the trolley numbers are actually increasing in Letterkenny Hospital and across the state. So nothing that they're trying is working. But the problem here is at the heart of all of this is that our citizens are on trolleys. Our citizens are waiting way too long for hospital appointments. And then when they're about to have them, they're being cancelled.
The figures come, I suppose, as no surprise to yourself following the revelation last week that the full capacity protocol had been implemented last year over 100 times.
No, you know, unfortunately, all of this has a knock-on effect. But when you think about it, there are, you know, 13, 14,000 Donegal people on hospital waiting lists. Now, over 7,000 of those appointments were cancelled last year. We have almost permanent crisis and emergency with the full capacity protocol in the hospital and with the highest numbers and trolleys and records. When are they going to get the message that unless we have proper investment in our hospitals and we have enough beds and nurses throughout the system, that this crisis will continue? When are they going to get that message?